were listening to Davin's Den. On the break, we were listening to Feeling Lucky Lately by High Fashion and Keep It Coming by the Jones Girls.
Wow.
And, of course, our lead-in was Twisted Sisters, We're Not Gonna Take It.
Oh, yes, you are. You're gonna take it, you're gonna like it.
Oh, yeah.
The things Cosby's gals are now saying.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a shame. He's a rapist. All right. Yeah, that was a fun second segment.
Yes.
With a man kept it coming.
And yes.
A woman got pulled over by a police officer. Says, "We're not going to take it anymore."
Yes. She wanted to stop.
Quite the segment. But yes, let's. I'm going to call Lizzie Smith, who is she scammed a scammer into sending her money. You gotta love that.
That's awesome.
Actually, I don't know if it was money. We'll find out exactly.
Okay.
What it was. Let's. We're going to do it. Usually we do the scam busters here, but we're gonna switch it up a little bit, go in reverse order, because I didn't want Lizzie to have to wait for us too late. So here we go. Music. There we go.
Yeah, whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
All right, Lizzie Smith, welcome to the show. How are you?
Not too bad, Evan.
We appreciate you taking the time to do this with us. I want to get right into this because I think this the story of yours is fascinating. So let's start from the beginning, Lizzie. Were you ever a victim of a scam?
Yes, I was.
What type of scam was it? Was it a romance scam?
More of money only.
Oh, money only, no romance?
No, what kind of a romance? It was started out that way. But then he was asking me to send him a computer.
Oh. Yeah, it's weird. These guys always need stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what made you decide that you were going to take action to your own hand and start scamming scammers back?
Well, I actually was the same one that tried to get me to send him a computer. I got him to ship the computer to me, and when he got it to me, I kept it from him.
All right, we're gonna break. All right, how long had you been doing? How long? I mean, was this your first scammer that you were trying to scam back? I mean, because this is your first time, right?
No, actually, I've been scammed more than once.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. So how was this the first time you had ever tried to scam them back, or had you done this before?
No, this is actually my third time.
So you're like a veteran of scamming them back.
Oh yes.
Well, but that's kind of interesting, though. You've been scammed multiple times. And yet you still engaged in the scam baiting. So usually when people scam bait, they're kind of on to the scammer's tricks. How did that work out where you were actively scam baiting yet still getting scammed?
Well, I don't get scammed. I was scammed before, but I don't get scammed anymore. I just basically turn the table around on them. If they want my help, they got to give me help first.
All right. So once you started talking to them, you knew, and they asked for money, you knew that they were indeed a scammer, and that's when you went into scamming the scammer back mode, correct?
Right.
Okay. So how many people have how many scammers sent you money? Twice? Three times?
Can you repeat that again?
How many scammers have you actually been able to convince to send you things?
Oh, about three of them.
Wow,
that's pretty cool. Good for you.
That's damn impressive. What'd you get from them? What'd they send you?
Basically, I got two laptops and some cash.
Can we put in requests?
I mean, this is remarkable. You don't hear of this type of
thing. No, you never do. No, this is really, really good.
This is something for us to aspire to.
Lizzie, I could use an iPhone.
She's not Santa Claus.
Yeah. Oh, rats.
You there, Liz?
Yeah, well, Piff, I've been trying to get an iPhone. There's one scammer that's been selling iPhones.
Really?
So he says.
So now what did these scammers ask for? Is this what they asked for? I mean, how does this work? What did the scammers ask for?
Oh, they asked for romance first.
For what?
They give you the whole spiel, like they love you, they want to marry you, and all that. And then, 2 weeks later, they start asking you for money.
So what did these scammers ask for? They asked for money?
Well, they always ask me to buy a laptop for them. And I tell them, I says, you know what? You want a computer, you got to buy it, and I'll ship it out to you.
All right, so you convince them to buy it in the country where you live. So yeah. they'll lay out the money and ship it to you.
Yeah.
That's pretty ingenious.
Yeah.
Whose money do you think they're using to do that?
That's a good question.
Well, they do have money. That's the thing.
No, but I mean, do you...
They say they don't, but they do.
Well, do you think it's their money from hard work? Or, I mean, there's
no, hard work scamming someone else to get the money, to get that laptop, and then to get it shipped to me.
There's also a good chance that these purchases were made with stolen credit cards. I mean, what do you think about
mm-hmm.
that? Is there a certain level of guilt because you're receiving these things with probably stolen credit cards?
Yeah, there's a bit of guilt, but I don't ask them for anything anymore. I just turn the table on them.
Oh. See, I don't know if I'd be able to stop.
you gotta stop at some point.
I guess at yeah. some point you do have to stop, but you know what? You know, she knows a lot of victims. She could kind of be like Oprah, and you get a computer, and you get a computer.
Right,
you get...
Right.
Yeah.
For me, the only personal crisis would be that they are probably either stolen property or being bought with stolen credit cards or stolen funds. That would be the only thing. But then again, you can also theorize, well, they're going to get this stuff anyway.
Right.
They already have that credit card information.
Right,
it's
right,
not
right.
like they stole it just to get Lizzie
right,
the computer. So how long are these scammers usually in contact with you before they ask you for something? What's the average?
Oh, I've been talking to scammers since 2009.
No, but I'm like, well, no, like how long, how many days, how many weeks when you're talking to a scammer, you know they're a scammer, but about how many weeks into your quote-unquote relationship till they ask you?
Oh, I talked to them about a month.
About a month. About a month and they decide that they feel close enough to you to ask you for something.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to earn their trust.
And really, isn't that what this is all about, trust?
Yes.
if you can't have trust between a scammer and a scam baiter, who can have trust between?
Really.
Well, they try to gain our trust, so we try to gain their trust.
No, I love that.
And then you can turn the table.
So the scammers say, Lizzie, I need you to send me a computer. And you say, well, I'd be happy to, but I need you to have that computer sent to me first. Well, how does that go over with the scammer? What's their reaction?
Prove to me that you love me. If you love me, you will have that computer shipped out to me, and then I will ship it out to you.
So it's a proof of love. And have you ever had a scammer go, no, I'm not doing that?
Well, I have had a few, but at least I have two of them that did.
you keep fishing in that water, you're going to catch a couple of them, right?
Right, exactly.
And you go with the same method every time, proof of love?
Sometimes. It all depends on them. I do research on them first before I really talk to them.
Wait, how do you do research on a particular scammer?
You can tell who they are.
Well, I mean, they're usually from the same region of the world. But like
you... Well, they are, but... You look through their profile and how they speak, if they're really religious, look through their photos.
So now
you gotta really do research on them first before you really speak to them and know how to turn it on them.
So you see the fake profile where they find you, and then from those fake profiles you work backwards and work the way to the real person behind the fake profile. You study their real profile and then you begin manipulating them. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
A lot of work. Okay. Smart.
Yeah,
that's good. Now, not every scammer is so sloppy, and you can trace them back. But it's a good thing to know that if you can find it, because a lot of times what these scammers will do, they'll actually have their real profile as a friend
mm-hmm.
on the fake profile. Go, hey, wait a minute, why are there a bunch of Midwestern guys and one guy in Africa?
Yeah.
Is that pretty much what it is?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's pretty much. I'm trying to read what I wrote here.
I can't read his own notes.
I can't read my own notes. So was there like, is there a sense of victory when this happens? I mean, how do you feel? Is there elation? How do you feel when that package arrives from DHL, whoever it arrives from, and you know you got this computer?
Mm-hmm. I don't feel a thing.
What?
You don't feel anything?
I don't feel nothing for it. I just don't even have it that long. I just give it to somebody else who actually really needs a computer.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
You're like the Santa Claus of scammers. If I did that, I'd be totally high-fiving people. I'd be like, oh, you got to get a load of this.
Because that's a major achievement.
It certainly is.
An absolute major achievement.
I mean, I've heard of scammers doing ridiculous things, taking ridiculous pictures, going to ridiculous places to prove that they are real. But yes. I've never really heard of a scammer.
But the thing
for this.
Because they will do. I mean, think about the things we've had with your scammer and stuff like that. But we never had them ever send us anything physically.
Yeah, you couldn't even get socks.
Well, Liz has, you know.
My scammer was never in that situation. It didn't ever seem appropriate. Like there was that opening,
right?
You know, because I guess she did ask for a computer from Malmart.
Yeah, right.
But she always claimed not having enough money.
Right.
So how did you make that leap? Because these scammers always claim that they don't have money. How did you make that leap for them to come up with the funds to send you the computer?
Oh, I really don't know where to get the funds, but they were able to send it to me.
No, but I know
they sent me one, and I got the invoice with it, and it was worth $1,000.
No, but what I'm saying is most of the time the reason they ask us for things is because they claim poverty. We all know that they have money. But what I'm saying is, how did you get them to from the step of claiming poverty to decide, okay, I do have the money to send this to you? How did you do that? Because that's a big step.
Well, it is a big step, but they let me wait for a week before they come back to me.
Oh, So I have to ask my uncle or something like that.
Mm-hmm. They'll say, I'll get back to you. Or they're busy, or they got to go back into the ship. Like, I've got some that are even on a boat that talk to me.
Wow. Huh. Here's what I don't understand, though. And I don't know if you can answer this or not, Lizzie. But if they have the funds or the credit card to get it, it must be because of the embargoes by Western companies.
Actually, both laptops are bought by a credit card.
So I'm just guessing that they couldn't get it shipped directly to them because it would be suspicious to the credit card company. Is that what you think it is?
I did check on the credit cards, and the credit cards are not from them.
No, but what I'm saying is, why would they need a middle person?
Yeah, why wouldn't they order it and have it shipped to them directly?
Yeah.
What they do is they try to scam someone else while they're scamming you.
Okay, so they're having that person send it to you?
Again, I don't know.
They talk to someone that actually will buy the computer for them.
Right. But again, why
would... And then have it shipped to me, and then for me, I ship it out to them.
I guess in that other scenario, maybe it's too suspicious to have that other person who's actually paying for it to ship it to them. That's the only thing I can think. It's either got to be an embargo, because a lot of companies will not do business with certain parts of the world, like Western Africa, or their game has not worked to the level on that other person.
No, I'm getting it. Say I'm the scammer.
I will.
Okay. And so say that I want a laptop. So I'm going to say, you, Davin, you're the person I'm scamming. Mm-hmm. And I say, you buy me a laptop and ship it to Lizzie. Because if I say, you buy me a laptop and ship it to me, now you know my address where I'm picking stuff up. But if I say, ship it to Lizzie, now she's on the hook.
So, okay. But, I mean, but if they come after Lizzie.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still, somebody knows this person's real address.
Right.
Did you get their real address, Lizzie?
Yeah, one of them I did way back, but it was for it was a complete different thing, and he just said he wanted money only.
Oh. Okay.
But he did give me an address, and I did trace on the address, and the address doesn't exist.
Ah.
So what was the reaction from these scammers when they realized that the computer that they so thought was coming to them, or the money they so thought was coming to them, was not? How did they react to you?
No, they just stopped talking to me.
That was it? They didn't scream and get all upset or threaten you?
Oh, they did. They did, and I told them, I says, well, I did send it out to you. If you didn't get it, it's not my problem.
Damn gremlins.
And they must think, because the billions of dollars that they scam, they just probably figure something like this costs to doing business.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Have you ever been worried, like, about your safety from these scammers after you scam them back?
No, you got to think of safety. And where I was living before, when that happened, I was in a place where no one can find me.
Okay, she was off the grid.
Yeah, all right.
But I mean, because you know, we know that some of these people are tied to organized crime or whatever. At the very least, they're criminals. I mean, you are screwing criminals out of their ill-gotten booty. That's kind of dangerous.
It is dangerous. It is. If you don't know what you're doing, you can easily fall into the trap.
All right, so how would somebody who's listening, because we know we have scam baiters, not that we're encouraging them to scam bait,
right?
But we know that that is part of our listening audience.
Sure.
How would somebody who did what you've done, how would they keep themselves safe? How can they protect themselves? Because at some point they're giving out an address. Did you give out your real address?
No, I didn't give my real address, no.
So you gave out an address where you could safely have things shipped to?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And, like, what kind of ideas, if you can give it away, can you give us for what sort of places you could have stuff shipped to so that it wouldn't be traceable back to you?
Actually, where I had it sent to me there, Pip, was I was living in a woman's shelter, and when you live in a woman's shelter, anybody that looks for you there, they'll tell you that you don't live there.
Oh.
All right, Joe, your new mission, go to a woman's shelter so we can up our game.
Yes, sir.
Wear your dress.
Yes, sir.
Well, he does have the wardrobe for it.
I'm not, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I can see Joe being a homeless woman.
He'll be a homeless man soon.
Yes, you will. So, Lizzie, do you continue to scam scammers today, or have you retired?
No, I scam bait them once in a while.
And are there any plans to receive more stuff?
Not quite. Not yet.
No, but if it should happen, you wouldn't say no.
I wouldn't say no.
So, and you said when you get these things, you give them to people who need it?
Yes, I do.
That's kind of like Robin Hood.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
That's cool.
iPhone.
Well, the order's been placed. Christmas is right around the corner.
I'm just putting it out there. If Karma wants to present me with one, well, there's so be it.
This really is a good time to scam bait, though, because the scammers are desperate.
Oh, yeah.
Around Christmas. Mm. So Lizzie, that is a real order. Well, Lizzie, thank you for your time. Thank you for the lesson to all the people that have listened. That is it's quite remarkable.
That's
remarkable. It's incredible.
Lizzie. Kudos to you, ma'am.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Lizzie, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have a great night.
All right, bye-bye.
Good night.
Wow, she got swag from scammers.
That's impressive.
The
only thing, though, is that if they're using a credit card from somebody else that's being scammed,
yeah,
is that really a win, you know?
It's not really a victimless crime, like, not, I don't want to say crime.
Listen, you're getting ill-gotten things, but like, yes. I guess the rationale behind it is they already have that credit card information.
Yeah, they do.
It's not like they swipe that credit card information just for this.
Right.
I don't think. This is a dangerous thing to do legally.
It is.
It's not something I recommend. It's something I'm intrigued by.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I always heard like if you know if there's a vacant house.
Yes.
Like in your neighborhood or across the street or something, mm-hmm. have it delivered there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. By one of the delivery services, you can't do it by the post office because they've probably stopped delivery there. So you'd have to have one of those other, like...
And make sure it doesn't have to be signed for.
Yes. Well, like, not Western Union, DHL or something.
We're not encouraging you to do this.
No, well, like, no, especially it's just like we're working it out.
Yeah,
like,
especially this time of year because I work for UP. I was like a package between jobs. About 7 years ago, I was a driver's assistant mm-hmm. on a UPS truck. And, you know, and this time of year, we're just bringing stuff to the front door and leaving it there.
Yeah.
You try to sign, but sometimes you just knock on the door, you put a slip in there or whatever. So it's not that big of a deal.
I have packages coming to my front porch, and they sit there in the rain until I get home. That things I don't have to sign for.
I do feel on some level if I ever come out of retirement, because though I have some scam baits, you know, in the future that I've already done
right.
for the show, I'm not currently scam baiting anybody.
Yeah.
So, but I kind of feel like Lizzie has made me raise my game. But I do think you're dealing with some legal issues.
Yeah, I mean, if you know, I mean, you wouldn't know, and I'm sure that this has happened to people.
I mean, because if it's reported as fraud.
Yes, then you're complicit because it's shipped to
but
you.
But, I mean, she lived in a place, she was staying in a place where I guess it couldn't be tracked to her.
Right.
Yeah. I would have it delivered to Joe's house because I figure he won't be there much longer.
I would just swing by and pick it up.
Nicely done.
And you know what? If the old lady signs for it, Joe's not going to be that upset either. Yeah.
Just hang out in the bushes, wait for it to be delivered.
Exactly.
You know? It's like a weird version of ring and run. Ring, grab package and run.
But it just seems like, in that respect, it's like you won the battle, you didn't win the war, you know? I mean,
no.
you got something out of them, but they're going to move on.
Mm-hmm. Listen, if we did that on this show, we'd be very pleased.
Oh, are you
we'd
kidding?
We'd be taking bows.
We were looking for socks.
We didn't get the socks.
You know, I mean, we were looking for socks. That would have been a major win
We got 2 years of show, Joe.
Yes.
I don't think we could ask for anything more. We got 2 years of show.
That was the greatest
gift. Out of the poor girl.
But, I mean, we would...
And guy.
If we
and
got...
Guy. And girl.
If we got a laptop, we would be holding it up like cavemen who discovered fire. Woo, woo, oh, oh, oh. We would be so excited.
I just don't think I ever had the opening with the story that Belinda was telling.
No, because she was always claiming poverty. Yeah. And so
if we did get a laptop and we knew it was an expense, you know, it was at the expense of
somebody else's
credit card. Yeah. Wouldn't that be like a hollow victory?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You know?
I wouldn't feel good about that.
I mean, it's a genius what she did and how she got it. But it's just, on the back end, it's like a hollow victory. Somebody did. Yeah. It was at the expense of somebody.
I mean,
like I said, the only argument for that is they're going to do it anyway. But I don't know if that's I don't know if that's enough of an argument.
Well, the thing is, I mean, it is part and parcel with the tactic that we've taken is she did waste their time.
Oh, that part of it is awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, listen, the fact that scammers look like fools, that part is awesome.
That's really good.
Well, right, exactly, because it's like, did you send the laptop? Yeah, sure, stupid, it's in the mail.
What can you say? I mean, and imagine, things go missing that people had delivered here. So can you imagine how packages go missing over there?
But it just seems at the end of the day, it's a hollow victory.
Somebody on the end, but who's really eating it? The credit card company is eating it because, this person said, oh, I never got this. I didn't order it.
Yeah,
it's fraud. So
if the credit card company is the victim, they're a bunch of pricks anyway with their interest rates.
Yeah.
So they could go straight down. So they could go straight down. So if the credit card company's eating it, then good. I'm all in.
I would imagine that they are. I don't think that poor bastard.
18% interest, and that's right.
It's huge.
18% if you're lucky. That's the introduction.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you know what? Fuck
that's
them.
That's the rate if you're not late on a payment.
All right. On that note, we'll do some scam busting.
All right.
If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! If it's something weird and she looks real good, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! I ain't afraid of no scams. I ain't creating no scams.
All right, let's check in with Ann Jackson, shall we?
Yes.
What are we going with the Mr. Davins tonight?
I just put them in there. Let's see. I'm going to say six.
Six Mr. Davins. Joe's doing the Common Core math in his head.
Damn right I am. Going with three.
Three Mr. Davins.
And you know what? Tom had to leave because he has to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It's no excuse.
I know. Wimp.
Did he have a bet in, or?
No, he didn't.
Oh, then why are you telling us that Tom left?
Well, because usually we all try to wait and see what Tom's going to do before.
Really?
We
show, the show is running around Tom's schedule now?
Well, yes, it is.
Well, yeah.
Why don't I just send Tom the show prep and call it a day?
Because he's like the fourth mic, actually could.
Lisa says 7. Sharu is going with 6.
All right.
Anybody? Any other takers?
Any other? How many Mr. Davins? How many Mr. Davins?
Mr. Davin!
All right. We continue with Ann Jackson and her gaggle of scammers.
Oh, my God.
The former expert. She still thinks she's an expert.
Mm-hmm.
Some thought she was a god. Some thought she was feeding victims to scammers. Now it appears, unfortunately, she's just another victim.
Yeah.
March 10th, 2014. Dateline. Mr. Davin!
Number one!
I was doing import and export in export international trade. The forwarder ships the products to me, and they will send me the invoice and packing list. So it is necessary to pay for the tax in advance. Otherwise, they will hold the products in the stock. The more days your products are held, the more money you have to pay for. This is the rule. It is not scam. You do not know the trade. I sold kids products, kids play tents and bags before. This is why I know it well.
Wait, she says, this is not the scam. This is the rule. Wait. Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good scam, as long as we hold your stuff.
I don't know anything about import and export.
And the longer it's held, the more fees it's added.
That's what she's saying.
It's almost like if your registration, you know, turn your plates in.
Yeah.
You know,
every day you have them.
Every
extra.
Day. Yeah.
It's like, what do I have a library book out? Like, yeah, the longer you hold my
scam, but that's another story. But yeah, but this is another rush thing that the scammers.
Well,
do.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. I mean, I think there's different rules between different countries,
sure,
and everything. So I have no way of knowing. Yeah. I have no way of knowing if she actually did international trade. Because if she didn't, like, if I had proof, go, you never did this, bitch.
Yes, of course she did. Oriental trading, that's her.
But if she never did this, then I feel, you know what, you're a liar.
Right.
But I don't know.
But if they're holding, like with goods, if you're holding goods, there's demurrage charges where you have to pay if something's being held on a dock or waiting.
That's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
So in that, you know, that could be true.
Maybe she knows something.
Maybe she does. This miller will pay for the prices. That certificate is real. She's talking about the gold certificate.
Oh, please.
The gold bar certificate is under my name, so no one can sell them except he want to sell them at the black market, and he will commit crime. This is not a joke. He must pay for the prices.
Oh, God, this is not a joke.
We should say that all the time.
That's what foreign people say about my act. This is not a joke.
He must pay for the prices. I will fuck him up.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
That's real. Okay.
That's real.
So again, with the gold bar, she's like, oh, it's okay. It's under my name.
And the certificates are real. Oh, yeah, those little pixelated pictures of gold bars in the corner of the paper, honey.
Now, this is in regards to the bank who she was talking to last week, the real bank. I am waiting for their investigation, because I sent the whole info about my friend Jimmy's personal info, and the funds is under my name. Now, Jimmy is the first guy who she feels she was actually friends with, who she met on the internet, who was killed by scammers.
Oh, dear.
Jimmy was the gateway to all this stuff.
Oh,
she really thinks Jimmy was
real.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, boy.
And then she gives me a copy of this. This is her email.
Oh, I'm sorry. So essentially what she's doing is sending the legitimate bank on a wild goose chase.
Well, I don't think intentionally, but...
Not intentionally, but what the reality is the bank is going on a wild goose chase.
Well, I'm sure the bank goes, I don't think so. But we'll see. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Even if they had to spend 20 minutes trying to figure out it's a wild goose chase.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not,
I mean.
Not.
Wasting their time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what she does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like she does with us.
Yes.
Thankfully, we know how to use wasted time. For our benefit.
3 hours every week, whether you like it or not.
3 hours, damage then. 3 hours of wasted time.
This show is actually green. We are a green show. We recycle wasted time
and
turn it into entertainment.
Very funny.
You're welcome, America.
Because here at Davinston, we recycle wasted time and turn it into laughs and folderol. Davinston, the ecology is number one to us.
Folderol, our leading export.
I don't even know what Folderol is.
It's
is well, it like Boulder Dash?
Yes. Well, Boulder Dash is a lie. Folderol is nonsense. Oh. Why do I know these definitive terms?
Because you don't know real facts. And there's only so much space in your head.
My brain is full of Folderol. There's a big section of his brain, Folderol.
Folderol.
You know,
nonsense.
It's a shame. Before Folderol moved in, he knew all the ranks for the police. He made a decision.
He didn't need it until today. He didn't even know he needed it.
In Folderol? Goodbye, police. All right. Now, she continues. She sends me this copy of the email. This is from her to the FBI. FBI tips 3 at leo.gov. So it's a .gov, so I believe it's real.
Who was CC'd on that?
I don't know who was CC'd on it. I'm sure somebody was.
Yeah.
She goes, to FBI. This is the true scam from so-called real IC3 Brown Cotton, Interpol Eric Bohr, and U.S. Secretary.
And the Easter Bunny. She's an asshole.
Those are golden eggs, and I got the certificate for them.
At EasterBunny.gov.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. EasterBunny.gov, it'd be real Easter Bunny, no, wouldn't it?
Maybe.
He's got a point.
Yeah. If I saw that, I'm like, wow, the Easter Bunny's on the payroll. I guess he does exist. It's a .gov.
This may be
awesome.
Legit.
So she goes, this is the true scam for a so-called, this is what she sent to the FBI, so-called IC3 Brown Cotton, who's their FBI guy, Interpol Eric Bohr, and U.N. Secretary Melvin Santos. IC3 Brown Cotton case. IC3 Brown Cotton asked the victims to open the case file, which destroys me a lot, and this damages me, and the hunters post me on the anti-scam sites and Google. They can't post you on Google. This person is now hiding and does not take responsibility. U.S. soldiers, Parker Green and James Miller, gold bar scams case. Brown Cotton swore to me that he would help him bring the gold to me. He totally destroys my life. Soldier Green also forced me to pay for the fees to help Soldier Miller.
You know, there was about 8 FBI agents with the one guy reading it, they're all laughing their balls off on the air.
Oh, my God. Lisa says, don't forget the Tooth Fairy, Joe.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm getting sloppy. It's getting late there.
Crazy.
Tooth Fairy's got to be in there.
They're sitting around at a conference table.
You know, they're
going,
just
oh
laughing there.
God.
Who the hell is Brown Cotton?
No, you know what?
I didn't see him on the X-Men.
You know what? I'm gonna play the other side of this. I don't think they are laughing at this. I think they get a ton of these things.
Oh, okay.
You know what? They know that this is lunacy.
Oh yeah.
I hope so.
Well, because they know there is no UN Secretary Melvin Santos unless it's like a secretary who's getting coffee. You know.
Oh, don't drink that coffee.
But I'm sure this isn't their first rodeo with this type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I'll continue. Yes. So Soldier Green also forced me to pay for the fees to help Soldier Miller. These people are running away, and they did tell me that they want to return the money to me, but never! I did pay for the fees, which is about $20,000. I did have the record. This is scam. The fees will be paid to his so-called FBI agent in Ghana and Nigeria. The nameless, David Moore, Gloria Gandy Williams, Lydia Igwe. Lydia Igwe.
Wow, he's a for you to
say. Igwe Malmsteen. Iggy Pops.
He's pulling shit, but plays a hell of a guitar. And then she's also telling about the gold bars, too. Yeah, let's let the FBI, let's let the real FBI know about a laundering scheme.
That's what she's doing.
Stupid.
Because she thinks this is legit.
Oh, God.
She thinks this is okay. Ivan Yeboa. And so
oh, that's yeah, a you can catch that.
What?
Be careful, Yeboa? You can catch that.
Yeboa. I got me some of them Ivan Yeboas.
Yeah, I wouldn't be touching that paper.
Yeah.
It's weird. All of a sudden, I'm shitting cash. I can't keep it anymore.
What a shitty way to make money.
But I just caught this now. I want to read it again. David Moore, this is to the FBI. David Moore, Gloria Gandy Williams, Lydia Igawa, Ivan Yeboa, and so on.
And
she got tired of listing names.
So on. Oh my God.
Hey, you get the drift.
And yes. So on.
And so on. Who's this so on?
And therefore.
You call so on into the office right now.
That's funny.
Get an APB out on so on.
I just caught that now. How do you do that?
I mean, let's get an APB out on that other criminal, etc.
You know, I give a lot of leeway because, you know, I know she's a Japanese national and everything. Mm-hmm. But So-on just can't be, no matter what.
I'm not even fazed by So-on. I'm still stuck on she's telling the legitimate FBI that they're laundering gold bars. Never mind that So-on. That's besides the point.
I know, really.
What the hell is she doing?
Hello, I'm trying to launder gold bars. Guy is flaking out on me. Yeah. Hello?
And then not
you tell him
right.
to help me comply with this money laundering?
I know, really. It's like, and you know what? I'm still waiting on that meth delivery. Come on.
Yeah. But this is how people get arrested for this shit.
Yeah.
They don't know.
They don't realize.
They don't know enough to tell the FBI they're laundering gold bars?
Yeah. And Joe, this is why our show is known for educating. And once again, we will do that as a public service.
You have to be told if you're international laundering, don't let the FBI know. They're different.
No, stop. Really. This is not
they're
a joking matter. This is not joking. No, Joe. No. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of the show, when you launder your money, and you will, it is bad form and practice to alert the FBI about your money laundering.
They frown on that shit.
They do. On the bright side, there is a good chance you will meet a real FBI person.
This is the way to go about it.
So you can tell them all about it.
And you can do it in the comfort of your own home.
Sure.
Just answer the door.
There'll be a knock on your door. Yeah.
And they're going to bring
knock on my door.
Yeah.
Take
me downtown.
Where the gold bars are hers and hers and his. We're laundering money too.
Yeah. You'll get 20 to 5.
Get your ass on the floor.
The 70s.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, then she gives like all the email addresses that she's given to us, all these Gmail accounts, europe.com, secretary.net, all the good stuff. All the stuff, the bank, all the same shenanigans we've seen before.
Excuse me, Felderall.
She continues, she goes, if they are real, this will be the scandal of FBI. Well, I guess yes, if Brown Cotton was real, this would be quite the scandal.
But let me ask you a question. Would the FBI or Kit decide if, because they are laundering gold bars, and you did make the comment, the FBI would be interested. Would the FBI be interested after reading that, even though this fuck of the gold bars, would they realize it's a scam and it's nonsense, or maybe there is something to this and have at least an agent look into it?
Well, the first thing we do, who's this Brown Cotton? Nobody. Okay.
Yeah.
And they would look at these email addresses and go, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and they would say, all right, this is horse shit. They're not...
Yeah, it's the FBI.
Okay.
You know, we got to assume, though they might not be on our level, they're somewhat competent. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know about that.
I said I'm giving the benefit of the doubt. I'm not sure.
All right. Okay.
All right.
So I respond to her. I go, you do see that not one of those email addresses is from the agency they pretend to work for, right?
No, she does not.
I continue. I talk with the Pentagon every week. Every conversation is using official email address, which ends in a .mil. I talk to other real soldiers as well, and they too have email addresses ending in a .mil. Government agencies have addresses that end in a .gov, except for the one CID email you sent me, which was a generic response, but was authentic. Not one of these people has ever responded to you with an authentic email address.
Mm-hmm.
She says, watch out!
Why? Is there an anvil about to fall on your head?
Uh-oh, it's by Acme!
Acme! Oh, Acme! Yeah.
Watch out. Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr are maybe monitoring this site. I think so.
You asshole! You asshole! You are an asshole! You are an asshole!
Now, which one of us?
Who do you think he's yelling at?
I don't know. Usually it's me in that
time.
No. Joe is incensed.
I love it. Joe has lost his marbles. Now, Joe, would you like us to shut off the camcorder because this might wind up on YouTube?
He usually yells that in the car, but here he is sitting here. And you know,
Touche. All right.
So much for Mrs. Curry's lessons.
Here's your...
Joe, keep your calm. This is being recorded. You're an asshole. You're an asshole.
Well, I did tell you she's laughing in her sleep. Joanne's laughing in her sleep.
She is.
She's laughing. She just
at least it's polite, not doing it in your face.
But the funny thing is, it's like she's just laughing. And I go, I know she's dreaming of the courtroom, and I'm sitting there and going, I want most of my house, Your Honor.
Last week,
I thought,
yeah, you'll be homeless soon. Anyway, we'll go on. She's gonna get it for time served. Anyway. There it was. There it was. Clean up the mess, you pig.
Listen, we find it our responsibility to leave our DNA in your house someplace every week.
You're not Lynn, and that's not a cup of coffee.
But that's like, and I'm going to bring this up because it just made me laugh. The picture of me over the Halloween week of me on the couch on the, at the compound crashed out, and David posts your new apartment soon.
Prophetic.
Did you at least get it in the cup?
Yes.
Thank you, Lynn. She goes, Eric Bohr are maybe monitoring this site. I think so. I am not a hacker, but I think so. Mr. Davos! I am always thinking of things in positive ways. I guess I have many chances to create new work for myself. I am challenging something new, and I am also doing marketing survey. And then I will work on a new job soon, from this week. Maybe I will make some good videos for my real jobs. Do not worry about me, because we must work hard in our life's journey.
Stop.
Stop right
there. Where do we begin on those three paragraphs? I don't know.
Joe's got to know right now. Yeah. Before you go any further, is she stupid? Is she really, really dumb, or does she buy this?
Is she delusional? Will she take the money or trade the gold bars?
I think we have.
I think we're ready for Broadway.
I got to know right now. There's fees involved. I got to know right now.
Well, you know what? You know what? I would have Joe write the play,
yes.
But I'll probably be long retired by the time he's finished it.
Oh, you're mean.
Don't worry. The other one's starting to move.
Sure. Well, Joe, when you started, you had hair.
Yes.
And a happy marriage.
No. Not a happy marriage.
Wow.
But
not a happy marriage, but hair. You're bad.
Anyway, so I was happy to hear this. Then she sends me something, which I believe is from the bank. Mr. Davin!
Three!
They will divert the funds. Maybe it is true. And then she sends me this. Dear Mrs. Jackson, as you have made the payments in good faith, we are unable to take this forward as this would be considered a dispute between you and the beneficiary. Regards, Mrs. A. Luce, Customer Services Officer. I think that's from RBS. I think that was, we determined that was from the real bank.
Legit. Yeah, like the...
Website?
There's no email address on it.
Oh, darn.
But I think that was
RBS is Royal Bank of Scotland.
No, but I think that we figured Miss Luce was real last week.
Yeah, and that she's actually saying, this is not our problem, lady, kind of, you know.
So I go to her. I go, I do not understand something. You seem very passionate about exposing them, which I fully support.
Yes.
It will mean a lot more to people coming from your mouth and your words. Why don't you want to come on the air with me? We can do a pre-recorded air later if that is better due to the different time zones.
Yeah.
People have wanted to hear this one.
Yes.
I can't believe me.
I would love to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Norton.
They are mafias.
Oh, yeah,
they are
Norton.
Fucking mafias. That would be hilarious.
Mr. Davin.
Not a fall.
Oh, Jesus.
No, he hasn't called me that yet.
Mr. Jesus.
These people will get punishment soon. Please expose the truth. They are greedy and they will choke the funds and die of it.
Eat these funds.
Like
eat them. Eat them.
Why not expose the truth to see their greed? IC3 Brown Cotton is reading the info between you and me. He is a fucking man. That's the sentence.
What?
I didn't make it. He is a fucking man.
Yeah, okay.
Please be careful. Report him!
Oh, yes, ma'am.
He's not real.
No.
Real lady.
No. He's a fucking man. It's like the Running Man, but for like Triple X.
Ooh, what a fucking man he was.
Very good.
I don't even know that
That's
song.
That's ELP for Lucky Man.
I respond.
That was a good tune.
Why do you say he's reading the information?
Oh, yeah. And why do you think that he's watching you now?
Private.
Watching you.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, five.
Wow. You know, that late in the show, I didn't think it was going to be a lot of Mr. Davins.
That's
one of the three.
There's always a lot of Mr. Davin. Mm. To think there's not a lot of Mr. Davin is just
foolish. Well, some nights there's not,
nights
man.
There's
some
not.
Nights they're not, man.
There's
you know?
Enough Mr. Davins for Kim Kardashian's ass. That's how many Mr. Davins
That's wow, that's a lot of Mr. Davin.
Sure.
You'd need to be a lot of Mr. Davin,
what
as we talked
power
about
cock?
Earlier. Did you say Powercock? I
so.
Like that. Anyway.
Yeah, I think so, because I think that's what I'm going to call that segment for IR.
Powercock?
Powercock.
Okay.
It'd be a great name for a band.
Powercock.
Powercock.
Anyway, she goes on. Mr. Davin, please expose them. They are mafias as well as fucking scammers who eat the victims' money. I am doing unrest report to FBI, whose mail address you know. Please expose everything about them. Fuck them up.
But the FBI
thanks. And...
Yeah, really.
But the FBI just said they're not real.
No, the FBI hasn't responded.
Oh, they didn't respond.
No, they didn't respond.
Oh.
No.
P.S.
Yes.
I will never let fucking bitch Jennifer Green run away.
No, it is a musical. We got you doing it.
I will text her everywhere on net. See, she believes on the internet.
Yeah, she does.
Funny.
They will maybe divert the funds. I knew RBS Bank agent from UK. This is why they know RBS Bank. I tell her.
What? That makes no sense.
No.
Are you new?
I don't know. It's late in the night. I'm not. Maybe I'm not getting something. But
no, you're definitely not getting something.
All right. Okay.
Okay. How do you mean that? I was confused.
I don't know. This is just how she writes. Jesus. She's angry in Japanese.
I'm angry in Japanese. I think so. No. Very angry Japanese. I think so. Shoehorning. Yeah.
Just wanted Joe's song to linger.
Oh, yes.
That was... Anyway, I'll continue. I will say their names on the air, but I do not think there is a real way to track them down. At least we can warn others of people going by these names. Were all of your payments sent to Europe? If so, what countries? You said you sent $2,000 for the gold bar. Did you send more money besides that? How come you do not want to tell your story on the air? I think after all these months, you can tell I'm a fair person. She goes.
Look, are you still digging for the interview?
It's like I'm talking to
Belinda.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it would be great to get, you know.
Yeah.
It would be great,
yeah, but
to get
I couldn't
wrong,
do it live with your fucking stupid comments. You'd scare her away.
Yeah. No, if
what
I.
What are
if
you
I,
stupid?
No, wrong.
For
wrong,
around the block.
Wrong.
I know.
Wrong.
I know.
If we had her on the phone, it would be amazing thing to hear this person. I keep my yap shut.
Yeah, no, me too.
I wouldn't be.
I almost feel like I need to get a Japanese woman just to say something just to keep Joe's yap shut.
Really that far for that?
Okay. It was a bit far.
Yes. Yeah.
It's late. You're tired.
I know.
That's your excuse.
Yeah, it's late.
You're tired.
Sure.
Nice try.
Thank you. I try all as I can. Anyway, she goes, I do not contact them now. I want to send unrest report asking for the investigation.
I'm sorry. I want to send
what
report?
Unrest report. She's always talking about this unrest report. I have no idea what an unrest report it means.
Unrest report?
UNREST.
She doesn't get sleepy?
That's, I don't know. I think she means
went around the house with Joanna all night.
So she continues, Mr. Davin!
Jesus!
Wow. Maybe they are stealing info from here. They know I will do the research. Please be careful. Mr. Davin! About Brown Cotton. When Brown Cotton sent the first mail to me asking me to send the money to him, funds transfer, from Barclay to Japan, I'm guessing Barclay Bank.
Yeah.
He told me to send the fees to London, UK. About Jennifer. I sent money to Jennifer, her person, in London, UK, three times, like $200, $300, and so on. Then later, Jennifer and Brown Cotton told me to send the fees to his agent, David Moore. Here are his agents' names. David Moore, Gloria Gandhi Williams, Lydia Igale, Yvonne DiBulla. Mr. Davin!
Wow.
Holy smokes.
Why did Brown Cotton say to me about Bag and Steel? Now, Bag and Steel is a scam hunter.
Oh.
I know who Bag and Steel is.
Okay.
That's a scam hunter who came down hard on the Ann Jackson.
Oh.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he's aggressive towards
him. He was hard on the Ann Jackson. Mm.
You know, he's a menacing... Well, you know, he pretends to be a menacing guy.
Okay.
We all do. Anyway. Let's see. Where was I?
Oh, Lisa says that means unrestricted. The report... The unrest?
Unrestricted?
That's what she wrote in here.
I haven't heard that one before. That's interesting.
No, it is interesting.
So what was the full term again? No,
She's going to send an unrestricted report to the FBI.
It's unrest, and so she said unrestricted.
I never knew that all these months reading this.
I know. I didn't know what
unrestricted, what would that...
I have no idea.
Would she
know,
Lisa,
know
what that would be?
I'm
going to
ask.
Well, she's also listening to the show.
I just asked her.
I guess we all just did. Duh, it's late.
Wheels on the bus. Okay.
Don't go around.
It's
go
late.
Around.
Joe's tired. Pip's fucking up.
Thank you. That was show status. Welcome to show status.
A new segment on the show.
Yeah. Where are we at right now?
Tired and stupid.
You guys want to branch off and go with your own show? That's as good a name as any.
Stupid. This week I'll be tired and you'll be stupid. Then we'll swap.
This week I'm tired and stupid.
That's what I want.
We yawn and don't know. Wait, you're wondering, we don't know why.
What I love about that name for your show is so interchangeable.
Yeah. Why am I so tired? I don't know. Tired and stupid.
Joe, what's that smell?
Tired and stupid.
And how does he know about the victim's personality? Now, the victim I'm talking about is the victim who called into our show way back when we started with Ann Jackson and brought all this to our attention. Ann Jackson does not like this victim. Remember, this victim said that Ann Jackson sent her to Parker Green.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. How could he get these info? I guess they are watching the truth. Or, I really do not know it well. I think that's what I'm going with.
I'm going with that, too.
Yes, you don't. You're not acquainted with the truth, and
I still have the gut feelings that they are still watching this site. I really do not know well. All of my scammers are gone. Are they protecting me? No.
No.
Why do they want to destroy me or divert funds from Jimmy? Greed?
You think?
You might have something there. Somebody's not getting a laptop. I really do not know why Jennifer want to work with me in Japan. Green told me Jennifer likes me very much, but this time it makes me see through the truth, because she asked me to get the money fast or do it by all means, which makes me mad. I hate lies, and I do not like to cheat on people.
And don't rush me.
Don't rush me. Things I've said to a woman. I really...
I hate lies. She's up to her neck in them.
Yeah.
Well, she's not happy, Joe. Mm-hmm. I really do not understand how they think, and they said to me that criminals or terrorists want to kill me due to true report about the scam to the real authorities. What is the truth? What is fake? I do always insult them. When all else fails, call them names.
Fucking mafias.
If you don't know what's going on, call them names.
Yeah, get into a schoolyard yelling match with them.
Yeah, right.
Which, by the way, are some of our favorite parts.
Oh, yes. When she's screaming, fuck you, and somebody she thinks is in the FBI.
Oh,
bye.
And fuck you. No, fuck you. No, fuck you. Bye-bye.
It's hilarious. It's like the ice cream man is coming for me. I'm just so happy.
Oh, yeah, and bells are jingling. Yep.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, wow. That makes nine.
Sit where I play horses. You know, and guess what?
Yeah, you're slipping on jizz.
Poor horse.
One way to go for a callback, but I guess it's...
Yeah, it's always good to call back on jizz, Joe. Always good times when jizz is involved.
Isolate that.
That's what he said.
Isolate that.
Yes, yes.
Isolated jizz, that's fine. As long as there's a coffee cup, I'm ready to go.
Oh, please keep it isolated. I don't want it sliming down my office desk.
Why is the keyboard dripping?
Oh,
I was just waiting here for you, Pip.
This key's really sticking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's the page down.
Second joke, but...
She goes, that was the past. I do not contact them. I am doing some research and then do the report to FBI. And that was March 10th.
Wow. Boy, she still just does not get it. She musters up all this anger for all these people, but she still thinks that half of the ones that are fake are real.
She's a very angry person.
But you obviously correspond with her, obviously, because you got all this. What would it take for her to see the light? What would it be?
Well, clearly up till this point, all the evidence I've given her, like email addresses, and, and telling her...
Besides that, because it's not working.
I mean, let's think about all the evidence I've given. Well, you know, that Parker Green is not a real soldier. And,
right.
And she, I mean, I
and
can't...
Miller, not a real soldier. Yeah.
She has just got so much...
And
invested.
Real FBI wouldn't be traveling to North Korea and, like, sending, you know...
Well, we might, but not for that, you know, I mean... But
he certainly wouldn't be telling you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
She's just so far in, I think she's up to her ass in debt with bringing people along.
Yeah.
And like I've always said, I think for her to, she's just disillusional. Or delusional, I'm sorry. Delusional. And just to have, you know, her realize that she has been scammed and it's all fake would just be devastating to her. And that's, like I said, if there's something in your mind that you know that would be devastating, you do everything to disprove it and keep going. And there you go.
Well, you know, it's funny because you said she's delusional, and that's exactly what Lisa wrote in the chat. She's delusional, and she doesn't, nor does she want to see the truth, is what Lisa said.
It's very hard to deal with her, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It is maddening. Like, Joe loses his mind, you know, when I read the stuff.
Yes.
Keep in mind, I'm trying to do things and trying to help this woman.
But she's told outright on various occasions that these people are scammers. They're not real. But then she goes, they're stupid. No, they're not stupid. They're not real.
Well, they're real people, but they are clever people pretending to be other people.
Actually, they're not that clever.
No, well, no, not if they're like, fuck you, they, oh, this, boy, you've really elevated the rhetoric there, Mr. Cotton.
But the thing about,
Mr. Cotton!
But let's think about what you guys just said,
the
okay?
Touch, the feel of
right.
Cotton.
I love cotton.
It's not like a cotton, oh, but anyway. Let's
want some coffee to smooth that out?
She's going to get some on the way home.
Coat your throat.
Yeah.
Throat coat. Oh, that's a tea.
Honey, would you like a throat coat?
Why, yes.
It does sound good. It sounds
comforting.
Like it'd be soothing.
Yes.
You can move. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, wouldn't you like a throat coat?
A throat
might
coat.
Help with that little scratch.
I think
tickle.
We'll all feel better.
Yes, I will.
I'll shoot for the uvula and work down. Yeah. Joe's like, isn't that where babies are had?
I'm like, why am I the responsible one in this part? Right.
All right, yeah. Joe, make your point.
All right, my point is this: you could see that the how silly these guys can get with her.
Yeah,
and they know how delusional she is, and could just go wild and take as much leeway as they want.
Yeah.
With their silliness with her, knowing that she's not going to bite and go, hey, maybe you guys aren't real.
Yeah.
With their nonsense, because they know they could take her anywhere that you can go. It's like being a comic on stage when you have an audience that's really with you, and you could take them anywhere you want them.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But I mean, their whole goal is to get money, and they're very good at it. That's their laughter.
Yeah.
Getting the money is their applause break, Joe.
But even with the bravado of doing that, they do have that aspect of, goading her and knowing that she's going to go along.
Oh, they're having fun with her.
Oh, yeah. It's only a matter of time before they start getting her to write porn.
Who said she hasn't?
Yeah, you would know.
It's not porn, though. It's anime.
Oh, yes, yes. That's perfect.
And then Mr. Cotton probed her.
Kind of back to amazing what we've been doing. Yeah.
Probing with Cotton, isn't that how we started this whole conversation tonight?
But that's...
Yes, it is. Back to Pip's period.
Period talk.
With Pip Helix.
With Pip Helix. Thank you.
You missed a good segment, Jeff.
He's like, she looks like a deer in the headlights right now.
Because I'm the serious one, because you're like, Joey, you're through with the bit. And you're through with the imitation. Now I'm trying to make the serious
points. He's trying to make serious points, and we're both like,
that's what I mean. I know.
All right, Joe. We know tonight's your night to be serious, guy. Go on. let Joey talk. He has a thought.
I was just gonna say that it's amazing how they have the leeway to take her anywhere she wants to go. It's kind of incredible on our end where we've had the leeway to make them write porn and to and
it's
all
the
these
same
other
thing.
Antics. It's the same thing.
It's mind warfare. They're manipulating her the way I manipulate scammers, the way scammers manipulate victims. It's the same game.
But what I have
the way Lizzie manipulated scammers to send her stuff.
But however.
She actually got stuff.
Yeah, but however, listening to...
She's a ninja.
Seriously.
Mm. But however, listening to clips from 2 years ago, doing the iHeart editing and listening to what was going on last week for the past, month and a half on our show.
How long do you spend with those clips?
Huh?
How long do you spend with those clips?
Spending several hours. Going through every minute.
Okay.
Through every minute. And...
Stop it. Listen, I have to let you in. He's looking at us both like, what are you both doing? I have to tell you about the conversation that we had before the show.
Yeah. You're ruining the funny.
I know.
Like you
know.
Always do on every show.
I know. That's my goal. As I said, Joe, every single time that comes up, says it in the exact same way. I go over these for hours and hours. I spend hours with these clips. And I was like, next time he says it, Davin said you should say to him, do you
no,
really?
No, I didn't say you should say that.
I said it. You never said that before. And he goes, I'm going to set him up to make you say that. And I'm like, really?
And I didn't think we were going to have that because we're done with Belinda. But there it was.
There it was.
God bless you, sir, for being predictable.
As I was trying to make another point.
Look at Joe. God damn it, I'm working with these amateurs here.
He's being so professional tonight. You're killing me.
He's got a tie on. What do you want?
I know.
It's not passed out in a dress playing the cowbell, Joe. It's serious news, man, Joe.
Serious
This is not the Joe Curry that comes on a thigh when one's present.
Joe saying, this just in, I work with assholes. Case A and B.
All right, Joe, go on.
Exhibit A.
Make your point.
I most certainly will.
Whether it kills us all.
It just seemed in that whole segment between you and Belinda and then you and Agnes, you were always breaking up. You were always breaking from 2 years ago. To, you were always breaking.
In our
up.
Defense, fake love is very hard to keep together.
Apparently.
Well, I mean, you've taken like 6 weeks. We've had 6 weeks of the same show, and we were fighting during that time.
Yes.
So that's why it seems like we were always breaking up.
Yes.
It really was just over a period of a couple of days. Yeah. But we now have a month and a half of clips of us breaking up, Joe.
That's true.
Yeah, it's not really the way you say it.
Oh, it's like it's really dragging out the argument to like the nth degree. But you know what, that's what women do, though. When we're talking, when we're having an emotional problem with somebody, like we're a relationship problem, you like take it under a microscope and you analyze every intonation and every word that was used. He said that. Oh yeah, he used that word. You know, that's how.
Yeah,
we
I know
it.
It's like living with Madame Curie at my house, but it's Mrs. Curry.
Oh so, yeah, you're living.
Got
it.
A new
I'm
line
sorry.
You're working on during the show? Is that your divorce chunk, Joe?
Yes.
Is that what that was? He ain't saying no, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, if you go to the brokerage or Governor's or, yeah, I think that's the clubs they own.
That's not.
Or McGuire's this weekend because Joe will be there. You might hear that in context to his act.
No, you won't.
No?
Well, not now. Yeah. We ruined it.
No.
I don't believe you.
I have never been so tried to make, you know, such a good point and be into the show and make points and backtrack and analyze and be labeled a complete asshole for everything I do.
Well,
all my other antics.
Hold on. A couple things here, and then we got to get out of
here. All my other antics, I've been labeled like an asshole. I'm trying to make a point.
First of all.
Holy smokes, what's with you
all,
tonight?
In our defense. In our defense.
Your defense?
Yes. For 3 years, you've been a complete asshole.
What?
We're supposed to stop how we treat you now?
There was no, but I'm not trying to be an asshole.
But you've always succeeded. And now
you see the difference.
We're supposed to change our game because you changed your game? What makes you think we can switch it up like that? Joey, you know in our eyes and heart and mind, you're always a complete asshole.
Well, in
we'll
his...
to change.
And in his...
It's a little late now. I don't see a watch on this wrist, mister.
Oh, my God. I still want to hear that story. I do.
If you want me to think of you in a different light, I need a Timex or a Rolex or something that implies that I'm going to be an ex. I need something, mister.
Plus, I'm going to be an ex. Wow.
Lumex.
I'll take that too. You see, Joe, watches and exes go hand in hand with you, as it would happen to be.
Poor Joe.
Now make your point.
This was Joe's rush.
I'm out of points.
You're round now. We've worn him down.
I mean, round into, no, it's I feel like I'm a teacher in a retard class.
Well, that's probably appropriate.
Yes, that's...
Trying to pay attention, bring a poison to
the
show.
We're Dory Doe! I can't help but lick the window! We know you're trying your best!
Look, there's a puppy!
Look at Joe, like he got hit on the head one day and got smart. And now we're... I mean, Joe's whole career he's been retarded, but now because Joe bumped his head in a special way, and the writers felt like they were going to switch the script, we have to respond as
but,
smart,
but
Joe.
It's like, it's at this time of the usually this time of the show, like, Joe, what do you think? Oh, there's a question. But meanwhile, I'm like... into it, get to, you know, point and stuff, and now I get treated, you know, and I get looked at like I'm like an asshole.
Well, it's Pavlovian. For years, we looked at you like you were an asshole. We drooled at the prospect of you being an asshole. Now, you're trying to take the Joe that we know and love away. We're still looking you're an asshole.
I'm going to accept that answer. When you said it's Pavlovian, I'm like, he does have a point. All right, yeah, all right. I will accept that answer.
Thank
you. All right, very good.
And on that note, let's thank some people.
Oh my God.
See, we solved that mystery. Now, Joe, if you want to be treated the way you always are, go back to your normal form.
What was the question?
Anyway, attaboy. Family martial arts. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect you together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. They're actually doing some pretty cool self-defense things, like for adults. Like, you don't even have to be part of the school. From this guy who's been teaching like self-defense for 30 years. He taught it to the police.
Really? I saw that post today. Yeah.
He's taught it to the military. They would actually get cool. Because the stuff he was teaching the police, some of the criminals were crying because they got high. Mm. This guy's badass. I've actually watched him teach my daughter's class when Sensei Russ can't be there.
Really?
But now he's teaching it for like a seminar. $30 for an hour and a half with this guy.
If I was up here, I'd join, man.
It's just one night.
Really?
Yeah, you don't have to join. It's just one night. You could do it. It's $30. What a great deal.
Sounds cool, man. I might do it. Now because
well, it's not for kids. It's for adults.
Darn. Okay.
I don't know if we want to give Joe this type of knowledge. He might use it against us.
I was just thinking that your daughter could have been at that arrest where we had that psycho check, and she could have, like, handled things.
I asked my daughter to show up because she's graduating to Red Belt this Saturday and everything. Mm-hmm. And I asked her to show me the self-defense. Little 8-year-old kid.
Yeah.
She did him. Like, ow, ow.
You're hurting daddy.
You're hurting daddy. You're hurting daddy.
Yeah, I mean, very like, good. She knows very how to do it because
very good,
hard.
Dear. Very good. We believe you.
Pretty much. Arms are broken.
Yeah. okay, uncle. I mean, daddy.
Yeah. Go to your room. You hurt daddy.
What do you mean, no? All right, cool. Watch the fish.
You broke daddy.
You broke daddy.
You broke daddy.
That's mommy's job.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Francesco's. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. They'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. We just had our most recent comedy show there Friday. It was success. Go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com, and if you call them, ask when the next comedy show is. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York. We're going to have Jeff in here and do another one of Joe's America with him. We'll have to do
that. The one we were planning to do that.
Probably
not.
I'll probably do a different one, but I'll let you know what it's going to be.
What's my time worth?
All right. You wasting time and getting agitated is some of our best radio. Sorry, Joe. Sucks being the asshole of the show, but we've come to drool and expect it. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York. Serious voice. Brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment.
Why are you reading it like it's heroin? It's a great place. Read it like regular.
How would you read it like it's heroin? That's like Roger. That's not like heroin.
I know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, but that's read it like I mean it.
Go to bags at 2 a.m.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, go on.
All right. If you ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. That's true. Unless it's a Goldberg's frozen bagel. You could do that.
Yeah,
freeze their bagels. I've done that. Yum. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square Cornish corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. I'm really hungry now.
Yeah.
Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli is great when you want to eat out, order in, or have them cater that special event. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, and, of course, 6 a.m. on the weekends. 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York is where you can find them. Of course, you can call them at 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of our show, you get 10% off. You got to mention it, though. Side-splitting productions for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, characters like Santa Claus. That's coming around. We can make that happen. Mm-hmm. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Call us up, 551-404-3094. Joe, where will you be doing
I will be doing a benefit tomorrow at the Brokerage Comedy Club in Belmore. Go to govs.com, check out Brokerage Comedy Club and see me there. And I might have some stuff coming up on the weekend, so just keep posted on Joe.
Which means he sends his avails into the Brokerage and Governors, and he's expecting to get some dates.
That's right. So keep posted on my Facebook page, Joe Curry or Joe Curry Nation. And it should be coming.
You'll know it just happened because they'll say, this just in.
And it is.
Yes.
And it
this
is.
This just in. Somebody opened my email and responded.
That's right.
Joey's working after all.
That's right.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, November 19th, I'll be in Haworth, New Jersey at Andiamo. with I'll be with comedians Ronnie Wilkerson and Craig Fox. It's going to be a great show. If you want tickets, call them up at 201-384-1551, 201-384-1551, on DiamoRestaurant.net. Friday, live comedy in Oakland, New Jersey at Portobello Banquet, starring Tommy Koenig, Jim Gallagher, Doug Adler, and Rich Carucci. For tickets, call them up at 201-337-8990, extension 2. 201-337-8990, extension 2. So between Joe, Sidesplitting Productions, and myself, there is plenty of good comedy.
That is correct.
For you to have this week, so there's no reason for you not to be laughing.
No excuse.
And we'll be checking.
Yeah, we will be checking.
We'll be watching you on this channel.
We most certainly will.
Because we believe in the internet.
We do believe in the internet.
Yes.
This has been fun.
That was a fun show.
Yes, it was.
Man, oh man, I had a good time.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Thank you guys for listening on replay, for those of you doing that. Thank you, Lizzie, for teaching us the ways you scam baiting ninja you.
Yes. Yeah, really. Yes.
Very cool. If you like us, you know, like we always say, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening, and we will see you next Tuesday.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.